Fifi, Feb, and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding, and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa, sleep, but better. 101, this
is the Fox. Let's do this.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Tradies of Melbourne, we are calling on you now. 13 10 60.
I missed last week, Boxy. How was it?
You did. It was great.
Love to hear these.
I'll play some highlights for you. And if you are thinking about joining in, today's prize is the $250 Tool Market gift card. Ooh. Thanks to Trade Institute Australia. Become a registered builder now. Head to tiv.vic.edu.au. RTO number 21920. Did all that for you, Josiah.
Thank you. I'll go home.
My pleasure.
See ya.
Now, Feb, you did miss last week. So, unfortunately for you, you missed the wonderful Anton, the aircon mechanic in Greensboro. He pulled out a song, we didn't even know this, Your Man by Josh Turner.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. And put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand.
Didn't miss much, did I?
Oh, he was good. And then another song we didn't know, Max, the Sparky from Camberwell. He performed a song from Flight of the Conchords, which is a comedy series. Wow. I don't know whether you know it, Fev.
No.
But
Fiona,
this was Inner City Pressure.
Inner city life, inner city pressure, the concrete walls are starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding. Living in the city can be demanding. You pawned everything you own. Your toothbrush jar and your camera phone. You don't know where you're going. You cross the street. You don't know where you did. You walk back across the street.
Wow.
They were good. See, I like
they're
creative.
Were good. They were great,
out of the box, things you don't
expect.
He's
a good rapper.
He was good. Call now, tradies, 131060. Let's get you on the air. No, Paul the Skylight Fitter from Kilmore won. He won with, one of everyone's favourites, Drops of Jupiter by James.
Yes. Did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way?
Yes, well done. Easy win. That was that was like him playing in the Little League.
I can't remember how we decided it, Nick. Did you decide it? I think you did.
Well, the last
guy stepped into Fev's shoes.
The last guy sang a song. We're like, he's in.
We've got Ben, the concreter from Seville. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Ben. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to give you a bit of the Pussycat Dolls this morning, and it's called Beep. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you.
Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you. I love it, Ben. I mean, you know what I love about this?
That version was all right.
Yeah, I've never even heard this song before. You haven't even gone for a Pussy Dolls, Cat Dolls classic.
That's a classic, isn't it?
The old Pussy Dolls.
Surely that'd be on their, you know, that'd be on their the greatest hits if Pussy Cat Dolls.
Love the Pussy Dolls.
Okay, Ben, we want to hear your rendition of Pussycat Dolls' Beep.
All right, here we go. It's funny how a man always thinks about you. Oh, got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. Oh, got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Oh, got the no pain in me looking at you. Oh, I don't get to keep looking at me, because you don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'm going to do my thing while you're playing with you. And it was the same since I've been the seventh grade. They've been trying to get with me, trying to
Well done, man.
Yeah. Well done.
It's a ripper effort.
Well done.
It was a great effort. It was
That's a hard one to land.
Very, very
that was
hard.
That was never going into space, but it was a bloody good effort.
Good effort, Benny boy.
We loved it. Jacob, an electrician from Bundoora. Hey, Jacob.
How's it going?
Good, Jacob. Now, we're changing gears here, and you're going to perform a classic Elton John love song. And you can
tell everybody.
It's the banger.
Great song. Oh, yeah, what a tune, Jacob. We're looking forward to this. Off you go.
Oh, it's a little bit funny. This feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can hustle hard. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. Oh, I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Here we go.
That's it.
Oh, where's the good bit?
Oh, dude, you want the chorus?
Yes, mate.
Sing it.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. Come on, Faith. It might be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
How wonderful life is
while you're in the world.
We all butchered it, but well done, Jacob.
Jacob.
What a legend.
That was really enjoyable. Really enjoyed that.
Well,
good sing-along. And finally, David, a copper technician from Hillside. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great, David. And another classic. Just what I feel like this morning, some Frank Sinatra.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars and let me see what spring is like on
bit of crooning
Jupiter on Mars. Oh, David, what a great song. We can't wait.
What's a copper technician do, David?
That's telecommunications, so basically phone lines and internet.
Oh, so you might be able to help Nick. He's got too much copper.
I've got shaky hands. Can you help out? Get in there. Get it out.
Anyway, good gags.
David, let's hear it. Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon.
No worries. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me, fill my heart with song, and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Oh, David. I was getting lost in that. That was beautiful.
You love that sort of music, don't you, Boxy?
I do. Yeah. But I love people having a crack. I thought that was great, David. Nice job.
Well done, David. Well done, Ben. But I love Jacob. I thought he had a crack at a song by Elton John. Anyone that tackles Elton John, it's a great effort. But he forgot the chorus, and then he got us involved, and we were up and about. The other, David, yeah, well done. But Jacob, you win, buddy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
guess what?
No one else can believe it either. But well done.
Congratulations, mate. $250 Tool Market gift card. It's all thanks to the Trade Institute of Victoria.
That's a great song.
So good.
101.9 The Fox.
Remember yesterday, guys, we were talking about the consumer bodies or the state government are wanting to crack down on the solar cowboys. Now, they're the door-to-door salespeople who are trying to sell solar panels. And remember we started the conversation and we were saying, well, I've never heard of anyone knocking on a door selling solar panels. But we did get hit up after the show by people saying they get hit up by people who are selling things. And it reminded me. Because I don't open the door. So if the doorbell rings.
To anyone.
If you haven't sent me a message or called me.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Box residence.
Welcome to Lady Fiona's house.
Okay, you I've been taken out of context. When I said I don't open the door, I mean, I don't answer the front door to anyone unless I know they're coming, because that's, well, for one, safety first.
And it's 600 metres away from where.
No, and I'm comfortable on the couch. There's lots of reasons, but I've not had a door-to-door salesperson for so long. The last time I had a door-to-door salesperson was years ago, and it was a
might be the area you live in,
it
mate.
It was a mechanic. No.
A mechanic?
It was a mechanic. What? And he came to the door with this book of vouchers, and it was like, you know how it costs you, it can cost you $500 to $1,000 to have your car serviced or whatever. He said, if you spend $500 on this book of vouchers, which is essentially what a service, you get your service and you get all these other things. Mm. And I was like, seems like a deal. Anyway, I bought the book.
No, you didn't. Did. You didn't buy the bloody Lubabill show bag.
He looked at you and said, you need vouchers, insane. And he saw it was Fifi Box, and he shut the door.
And I, but anyway, and as you, I know you don't have to think or guess, I, of course, didn't use those vouchers. God, that never happened. That was just a waste of $500. But we are going to open the phones, 131060, because we want to know in Melbourne, who is doing door-to-door sales? Have you had someone turn up? Is it, because are they still doing makeup? Are there, is the Avon lady or man still getting about?
I had a Jehovah's Witness on my door.
We did that yesterday. Oh,
I did door-to-door for a couple of years for the Comics Lounge in North Melbourne, selling comedy tickets door-to-door, but it was businesses, not residential. I don't know how people knock on residential.
Yeah, well, I thought it was mainly residential. Isn't that the idea? You get sort of lonely people at home who go, oh, come in. Yes, I'd love someone to have a cup of tea with.
I've done it too. Trick or treat. Is that,
okay,
well, door-to-door.
That's not. We're talking door-to-door sales. Have you had a salesperson? And maybe, or like, what are your tactics for getting rid of them? Have you, or have you had a great encounter? Maybe you met a friend. They stayed for a few hours and you had a chat.
That'd be incredible. I once, Charlie was crying. He was about 6 months old and there was a knock at the door. My parents were coming out and I opened the door and the poor kid with the clipboard got, he got this much out, And then the door.
I used to knick knock when I was younger.
Well, again, that's not door-to-door sales, is it? It's not sales. We don't require Brendan Favola to ring, but 131060.
You know what we used to do, Boxy?
Salespeople. If this has to do with a.
It'll be something wrong.
Yeah, you get newspaper, put a poo in it, light it up.
See,
knock.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. Fee. Or are you a we'd like to hear from you if you are a door-to-door salesperson. What do you put up with? What happens when you're knocking on doors?
I spoke to some people the other week. They knocked on our door, two old ladies, and they were churchies. And churchies. They were churchies. And they were trying to, they knew who I was. And they were like, we know you've got four daughters and we'd love to set, that was about parenting. Like, do you need help with your parenting and the way you parent?
What are you talking about? My daughter's playing COD. Yeah. She's sorted.
And I felt sorry for them. So I literally gave them like 10 minutes and I was chatting away because they were lovely. Like, they were really nice elderly ladies.
I'm waiting for a punchline. Is there a joke?
No, this is dead set.
Two ladies dead.
I'm just trying to be
serious.
Well, I did all
my
gags and no one liked them, and then I'm being serious, and now you're waiting for a gag. I'm out.
Look, Linda's call. Who's it? No, Vicky. Vicky in Geelong. Hi, Vicky.
How you going?
Good, Vicky. Have you had some door-to-door sales action?
I had someone at 8 o'clock last night trying to sell care flights.
Care flights? What's a care flight?
I don't know. I shut her down. I get up for work at 4 a.m. I don't want door knockers at 8 o'clock at night.
No. Oh, God.
I'm surprised even the company that sell the care flights, whatever they are, have people knocking at 8 o'clock at night.
Is that like
it was a young lady walking out on the streets on her own.
Wow. Gee, that's dangerous too.
Is care flights, is that like Royal Flying Doctor service? Because if a bloke knocked
shut her down.
Yeah.
It's Care Bears, man.
Well, I was thinking that though, Nick, but then you don't buy a care flight, do you?
No.
You donate, unless you wanted donations maybe.
If a bloke knocked on my door at 8 p.m. at night trying to sell a care flight, he'd need one.
I reckon he's
leaving on a stretcher.
I reckon they're scoping out the house. I'd be very careful. I'd be worried about that.
Yeah, 8 o'clock at night is not a good sign. Thanks, Vicky. Will in Endeavour Hills. Hey, Will.
How you going, guys?
There you go, Will.
Good, Will. Now, you used to be a door-to-door salesperson.
Yeah, I was door-to-door and I was face-to-face as well. So I was one of those people standing on the street and trying to stop you and say, hey, you want to get some charity?
And, what charity were you selling?
So I actually did a few. So I did Fred Hollows, Council, plan, world vision, all that stuff.
And there's a you get a cut of each sale, don't you, Will?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you do.
That's what people don't know.
Charity.
Yeah, backpackers aren't charitable.
No, so if you, for example, if you sign up for $50 a month, I get $150 commission from that one sale.
Oh wow.
And if you read the fine print, for the first 2 years, only 2% of your donations go to the charity. The rest goes to the marketing company who's selling you the charity.
Probably wouldn't have said that.
It's in the fine print. It's there.
Yeah,
no one reads the fine print, bro.
Oh, no, that's why they're signing up.
No, do you know what? And Will, you know, you're sharing your experience, and that's what we asked. And I think it's just important to point out that not all charities work like this.
Not
all charities have that, because that's when people go, I'm not giving to charity because I only get 2%. Not all charities.
I would nearly give Will, you know, when they get to your front door, here's $100, mate. I don't want to hear you spill. Off you go.
You'd pay just to get away.
I have that. I've had.
Will, what was the worst experience? Like, was it just doors in your face, like rude people?
The face to face was fine because you're out in public. But when I was actually doing door to door, I felt like I was invading people's privacy.
Yeah.
So refused to do the job and just slept in parks.
Just slept in a park. Foregone your commission,
well done,
okay.
Fee, there was once at South Bank when I was doing the door-to-door sales, business to business, I saw a bloke who was trying to pitch me a charity thing. It was the day, he was a backpacker, Irish bloke, telling me to give my money to charity. It was the day after St. Paddy's Day, and old mate had clearly stayed out all night. He still had a four-leaf clover fake tattoo on his forehead. Okay, mate, it's not a good look.
Linda in Caroline Springs. Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys. I had this door knocker come around saying that he was spraying around the houses in the street because there was an ant and earwig plague and what have you. So my kids were little and I said, oh, okay, no problem. So he went around our house and, like, I saw other people, you know, walking around spraying other people's houses. And it happened to be a scam. I paid him the money, and then it was in the local paper that it was a scam. But they looked real, like, you know, they had their backpacks on with their whatever it was watering.
They looked real. They had backpacks on.
Legit.
Linda, how much did you pay?
I think it was about $50 back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good scam, isn't it? Like,
you
would fall for that.
If you get 10 to 15, 20, so it's just say you get 20 houses, there's $1,000, bang, $1,000 a day, work 5 days a week, that's $5,000 cash, bang.
I grew up in Hoppers, street smarts, number one, over book smarts. Don't trust anyone knocking on your door, even if it's an ambulance. I go, yeah. I don't think it is. I think you've just painted a van in that colour. I'm not getting in there, champ. I'll wait.
That's like me with the bank at the moment. I've had my bank trying to call me to get me because I hadn't paid something. Mm. But I was just like, no, don't believe you. I just keep hanging up, going, no, how do I know you're the bank? See, it's how do you trust anyone?
I love when they start on those phone calls. Give me your full name and your date of birth. You're like, what? You call me. You should have it. You tell me, and then maybe I'll listen.
Daniel in Lyndhurst. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Daniel. You had a door-to-door salesperson come to your work?
Yeah, I actually had Fev come in, pushing trucks, I think it was.
Get out!
Had what?
What were you pushing, Fev?
Trucks.
Yeah, it was a trucks or caravans or something. This would have been 3 or 4 years ago.
I knocked on your door.
Yeah, you come into our office. Dandy South.
Did you ever sell trucks, Fev?
Oh, no, that would have been logistics.
Yeah, for your brother-in-law or something?
Sister-in-law, yeah, mate. Yeah, that's right. Go. Good spiel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know how well you went, but you everyone was starstruck you're in there.
Yeah, that was the point.
What were you selling, Fev?
Myself.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fox Comedy Fest, the best bunch of comedians. Win a spot, keep listening to The Fox.
The Fox Comedy Fest, you can only get tickets to this exclusive event by listening to The Fox. We give away tickets. Yesterday, we named Dave Hughes. Hughesy will be performing.
Yes.
And now the second
star
that's going to be appearing
on the billboard.
On the billboard, headlining.
I've been on Conan. Surely I'm up.
Dil Rook Jayasinghe.
Yeah!
Dil!
Headline! This is so exciting. Sorry, Cody. It's not for open micers, apparently.
You wear that orange jumper in here, the same colour as my hair. I thought it was to celebrate my place in the Fox Comedy Show.
Oh, this is so exciting. I'm really chuffed to do it. So, Cody, you no chance of getting a Guernsey for this?
Well, not yet.
Well,
two down already. You think, you know, you think they'd look around the room first. Like, if I was putting together a footy team, you know, I would go, yeah, I'll call some mates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Trying to help out. Someone you trust.
Yeah.
But the problem is
I'd go to Josiah because he's fit and young. I'd get him first.
I reckon it's your offstage game that's the issue, because Cody and I are back-to-back shows at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
You're after. He's the reserves. Cody's the seniors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there is a slab of water on there that clearly has a sign that says, "This water is for Dilruk Jaisinghe only."
He attacked it.
He attacks it every day. So I think this type of this rumors spread, man, in this industry.
And hey, you should say, I replaced it yesterday with kombucha that I stole from here.
Yeah, but so that was sent to me.
He texted me
it was a hero.
This is where it's at, Boxy. So Dilruk's a big dog at the comedy festival. Gets his own water with his name on it. Yeah. Old mate over here has to go to the fridge and fetch the water in here. That's for all the... And then you steal my kombucha that got sent to me and give it to him.
How dare you say deal with his 24-pack of Coal spring water is a big dog. Yeah. It's not exactly a Rolling Stones rider out the back.
$7 Blue M&Ms only. That's why he's headlining our show, Boxy.
Well, do you know what I love too? Even when you compare the names of your show, so we've got Nick Cody's Dad Bod, but we've got Dill's Victorious Lion.
Well, mine's just compensating for very mediocre material. So.
but that's Dill's surname. Giant Singer means Victorious Lion.
What does Cody mean? Steals from the third world?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Hey, I was just saying before the break, before we got you in, we just had Ant Middleton on from SAS, a staff.
How is my mate? I mean, how is Ant, whoever he is?
He told us that you're on.
That's the thing. I love this rumor. Don't get me wrong. I love rumors like this because it just means that there's more people talking about me.
That's how fit you've gotten. That people assume you're on SAS Australia.
Doing
like a few years ago, they would have climbed you as a challenge. And now here you are.
just fat shamed him. Wow. But I'm gonna come in and try help you here. But at least
your first task.
Your fate.
Do you have to carry the backpack? No, just this Sri Lankan man with a drinking problem.
The worst bit was giving Dill, like, making fat jokes about Dill, and now he's a good 20 kilos lighter than me. Like, just watching someone go down, you go, "All right, mate, I'll just give you all the ones I was going to say to you, and you can save them, mate."
Retrospective roasting.
At least your destiny's in your own hands this time, because you were voted out first for the last celebrity show you went on. You
can just get me out here.
Yeah, you can go out whenever you want.
Well, that's the thing. So the last time I was hoping that it was like, you know, it's voted by the Aussie public. And I thought my brethren from India, Sri Lanka and Pakistan, like, they're not going to vote for Rhonda Birchmore. Do you know what I mean? Forget carols by candlelight. They want curries by candlelight. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm kicked out first. And I should have known better that my countrymen are too busy, like, answering calls than making any calls.
How did you feel? Like, that massive flight over there, you're in the jungle for a bit.
Yeah.
Is it one of those, it's so quick, and then you're just back at the hotel going, "Oh, no.
Oh,
I was planning longer than this."
No, it was really long.
No,
you're
still there for 2 weeks, initially. Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to Dill, the king of the jungle.
Yes, exactly. That's a true victorious lion here. But,
Did you see him in Brisbane? He was not a victorious lion.
Oh. I was caged, though.
This is great. Not only got you locked into the Fox Comedy Festival, but also you can still check you out your show Victorious Lion, which we have mentioned. Mm-hmm. Melbourne Town Hall, tickets available, comedyfestival.com.au. We love this deal. Thank you for being in the studio.
I can't wait to be with other professionals.
Thanks for the waters, Dill.
We will announce another huge name on the show tomorrow, Fox's Comedy Festival. Keep it locked right here to the Fox.
Tommy Little.
Cody.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Ah, the Queen wouldn't be happy about this. She had a tough few weeks, tough month really, but now her grandson, another grandson, is making headlines. This is Anne, her daughter's Anne's son, Peter Phillips. He's been pulled over by the cops because he was breaking the lockdown rules over in the UK. He'd driven 460 miles away from his home. So they're still in lockdown. That's been very grim over there.
They should have just said
it's a little oopsie. And he was quizzed by the cops, apparently. But the locals have been very angry because he was issued advice.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like he got a fine. But this is, I wonder.
Wouldn't a fine be their money anyway?
Probably.
Because it goes to the taxman that live off that.
But wouldn't he say, like, you know, you'd think one of the royals or the queen's grandchildren, wouldn't you just say, hey, you see those coins there? That's my nana on the back of those.
Like, oh, baller move. That's great.
So I wonder if he would have said, do you know who I am?
Or you just say, Boxy, I've been summoned to see my nan. Who's your nan? The queen. Oh, sorry. Or Philip's sick again. I've got to go see him.
Don't you? You're right. There's a million things.
Mate, what an idiot.
No, but the don't you know who I am? That's a big call to make. What do you think the grandson can do that? Like the not famous grandson?
I don't know. Look, see, the thing is, Nick, I was going to say, you'd think that they could and would do it. Because when you're that famous over in the UK. But think about the people who probably do it in this country. Because I imagine there would be influencers. Remember these poor restaurants around Melbourne and they often have to say, can people stop coming in and saying, can I have a meal for free? And giving it a bit of, do you know who I am? I've got like 300,000 followers on Insta. Like that. In fact, let's open the phone. 131060. Never said it. We would love to hear, have you dealt with a, don't you know who I am? Because I'm under the bus. One.
You know what it is? Oh, sorry, Fee. Yeah. No. Did you hear it?
Well, yeah. It was a work function. It was someone who worked here at the radio station. And do you remember this one, Feb? Someone who worked
Joe Stanley.
No, I don't know that one. Oh. What's that?
When they were getting drink cards or something.
What?
When they were the snow went to pay for drinks and they said that's like $15 and she goes, this pays for it. Don't you know who I am?
I don't remember that.
Pretty sure that happened.
I know that pretty sure happened.
Oh, they
allegedly.
No, they used to throw me under the bus all the time, Matt and Joe, when I was an idiot back in the day.
They made fun of me all the time.
No, it might have been someone else.
No, I knew somebody that would go to Krispy Kremes and go to takeaway places and say, don't you know who I am? Because they're a client of the radio station. So can I get some free food? Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, but 131060, have you had that? Have you had somebody try, whether you work in sales or in hospitality, say to you, don't you know who I am? Mm. Or have you tried it yourself? Are you like the boss's son or the boss's daughter? Lee in Epping. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how you going? Good morning,
Lee. Have you had somebody pull the "Don't you know who I am"?
Yeah, like 25 years ago, I used to have a bridal and after five shop in Turek Road, and I used to do a lot of celebrities their big event dresses, and the main clients were the Brownlow girls. So whenever I had the footballers' wives come in, they'd be like, you know, they wouldn't want to pay for a dress, and the average dress would be around 2,000 to 5,000, and this is 20 years ago. Yeah. And they'd be like, but you're going to get so much publicity from this. They wouldn't directly say, do you know who I am? Because I wasn't a big football follower.
Isn't that gross, Lee? That's so gross, the publicity, free publicity. Can't pay the mortgage with publicity, unfortunately. No. I need that cash.
No, you could understand them selling their fame, because it's true. They do actually put you into a different level of advertising that money can't buy.
How would you handle, in those situations when you would have the wags or ladies say to you, how would you handle that?
I'd have to really assess if I thought she was worth it or not. And I did let a few off. I did give a lot of freebies.
Well done.
Yeah. And look, some of the, not naming names, but a lot of the girls that wore my dresses, their partners won the Brownlow. So
it actually was a win for you.
25 years ago,
2001. That was Buckley. Buckley won in 2001. Was it Tanya Buckley?
No, but think of St Kilda.
Robert Harvey.
Twice in a row.
Yes.
Yeah. Ah. Yep.
Danielle Harvey.
The whole bridal party.
Danielle, she's beautiful. She's a lovely girl.
She's gorgeous, and that's why she was worth it.
She's a wonderful girl.
Can we break down the powers of deduction of Brendan Favola there? That was the best sleuthing I've seen since Sherlock Holmes. You got him out of play.
Bang.
Bugger.
Our producer's going to have a day off tomorrow.
I love that
Fev's new nickname is Sherlock Holmes because he remembered some Brownlow winners.
Don't put me down, mate.
I don't know. You're an incredible detective.
Thank you,
Lee. Amelia in Narre Warren. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Amelia. What have you had somebody drop a "Don't you know who I am"?
Yeah, this was a great one. So we owned an IT company, and someone called up for after-hours support on a Saturday or one of the days on the weekend, And we said, oh, look, we'll try and get to you as soon as we can. And she said, don't you know who I am? And we said, no, sorry, we don't. And she said, I'm the top selling real estate agent in my area.
And we went, what area do you live in?
I hate real estate agents.
We're in Narre Warren. She wasn't
Philip,
from Narre Warren.
Philip Jones? Was it a...
No, he's I'm really detective. Not going
to
say the name.
He's trying to figure it out.
I'm sure they advertise on your network.
I'm from Narre Warren, bro. I've got a statue in Narre Warren.
What did you say to that?
We just said, look, thanks for that. We're just going to get to you as soon as we can. Like, the care factor was about as zero as it could possibly be. And we'd kind of hung up the phone and laughed at it, really.
No offense, real estate agents. You grubs in Tarrakesh suits and cheap BMWs. No one likes you.
Wow, that's a bit harsh. Wow-wee.
Anyway, Amelia, I'm looking to buy a house. I'm in trouble.
Thank you for sharing. Cara from Wantirna South. Hi, Cara.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Cara. Who dropped out? Don't you know who I am?
It was actually me. I was at the Market Hotel in South Melbourne.
Yeah.
This is about 25 years ago. And we walked in with my girlfriend and I said, oh, have you got my drink card ready? And the door girl goes, no. And I said, do you not know who I am? And she turned to the bouncer and had a bit of a discussion and the bouncer handed me a $100 drink card.
Oh,
and I'm a nobody.
And you weren't meant to get one.
Do you know
that is the best.
What's brilliant about that, Cara? I reckon the conversation they've had is, do you know who she is? No. Do you know who she is? No. But is it worth the bad publicity if we find out she's like, you know, some massive influencer or star? That's a great tactic, Cara.
So it's the ongoing joke now for years and years. Don't you know who I am?
Hey, Boxy.
Yeah.
Danny O'Brien, real estate.
Oh,
Narre Warren.
No, it wouldn't be.
I don't know.
It wouldn't be. The wonderful Sherlock people at Danny O'Brien. Fifi, Feb
and Nick. Fifi, Feb and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa. Sleep, but better.